4th of July weekend. This is WGN. I thank you for listening. I'm Lisa Dent in for Anna, and it's so fun to see, well, I want to say a familiar face, but he's not a familiar face to me. I mean, I've only seen him in pictures. It's definitely a familiar voice. Steve Dale is joining me in the studio. You know him from Steve Dale's Pet World and Steve Dale's Other World, and I know you're excited about your show this weekend. You're trying to line up some special guests. So
Yeah, always. Well, I apologize, first of all.
Why?
For the face.
Oh, please. You know you could be on TV.
I am, sometimes, actually.
And you had quite the drive in today, huh?
Oh, it was crazy. So we live right along the drive. Mary, please don't be offended by what I'm about to say. And you said it, Mary. I mean, but actually it starts, or it did, I assume it's still the same, the backup before Belmont, meaning closer to Addison, all the way, I believe, to Alabama. I don't know. I mean, really, it took me almost an hour, and it's usually, what, a 20-minute ride? And that's if there's some traffic. I mean, I live that close.
Wow.
It's crazy. I don't know where people are going, but boy, they're going. And it's wonderful. Wonderful to see so many people. We got off at Michigan Avenue because we thought at that point that'll be faster for where we're going. And it's so great to see all these people out on Michigan Avenue going in the stores, and it's wonderful.
Right. Just not as many as we would normally see. I was telling people today to be fearless, to be bold, to not let TV news dictate how you feel about our city, and to get down here and enjoy the 4th of July weekend.
It's beautiful. I mean, overlooking where we are, the Chicago River, you could take any number of boat rides, or you could jump in the river. No, maybe not. That would not be a good thing. No.
Hey, fish are coming back into the river, though.
I hear that,
They never thought that would happen,
yep.
And people are actually catching fish in the Chicago River. I wouldn't suggest you eat them.
No.
Catch and release only, but I got to tell you, it's fun that they can catch something. So, Steve, give me your history of how you became the animal lover advocate that you are.
The quick history would be that I've always been interested in animals ever since I was a little kid, and minored in stuff relating to animals when I went to college. Majored in broadcasting. Well, we all make mistakes. I went to the University of Illinois right here in Chicago because I was already working on the radio. I was playing music at a variety of stations in town. And whenever I could do an animal segment, I did. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I'm writing for newspapers and eventually the Chicago Tribune, and wrote, they called me when the radio station I was at, the old WCFL, no longer around, when they finally went down in flames and went all religion or whatever it was. I got a call from, two calls, one from an editor of Crane Chicago Business, God bless Sandy Pestman, wonderful, wonderful woman, and she said, you got to eat. I'm now going to be your Jewish mother, and you are now my restaurant critic, because I had lost my job at the radio station. I was all of like, what, 21 or whatever it was, and the Chicago Tribune called. I had done some stories for them, and they said, we'd like you to do, because I was covering entertainment, we'd like you to do an entertainment column called Celebrity Watch. I think that's a Celebrity Beat, Celebrity something.
Hmm.
And I said, okay, but can I also write about pets? And the editor of this new section called Friday, Randy Kerwin, wonderful, wonderful man, said, about what? I said, pets. He said, yeah, whatever. So that's kind of how it began in print. And with the radio background, I began just doing guest shots with the great Bob Collins.
Oh.
And one day, Bob kept me on for an entire 30 minutes, and he didn't ever do that with anyone. And at a station meeting, Tom Peterson, all these wonderful WGN names now, said, when Mary June Rose, program directors, then said, we'd like to do a specialty show. Tom said, well, you've got the person. You know, he knows radio, and he obviously knows pets. And that's kind of how it began on the radio side. And that was 25, 26, 27 years ago.
My gosh. And what pets do you share your home with now?
Oh, this shouldn't be about me. I've got other things to talk
about. I need to know these things. And then we'll get to the real stuff.
I have, or we have, the most exciting Cosette.
Cosette?
That's her name. She's I don't talk about her often enough, a northern blue-tongued skink.
Wow.
Do you I'll have tell one you, of those?
I do not have a skink. I have a pig that lives in my house, but I do not have a skink.
I thought I heard you say that. Now, are you referring to your significant other or
no,
a real pig?
In fact, the day I met him, I told him, I have a pig that lives in my house. He goes, yeah. I go, no, seriously. And he didn't believe it till the first time he came to my house. And he was like, oh my gosh, you really do have a pig.
What's the pig's name?
This is pig number three I rescue, so I keep them until...
Good for you.
Until,
you Aren't know. They smart?
Oh, they're brilliant.
Yeah.
This is Penelope. She was found in a snowbank in Aurora on February 10th when it was 10 degrees and somebody tossed her.
Oh, my gosh.
Please, people, do not purchase potbelly pigs. They are a difficult animal to take care of. You must really love them, and they're just not a household pet.
Well, you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah, so if
you have... I understand I'm sure you know more about this than I, but for example, if you have wood floors all through your house, that's not a good thing because they splay their...
Right.
Right.
And you know, so I have a walkout basement. So her pen's in the basement and then I have a couple acres. So she, you know, she's not an animal that, you know, I'll tell you what, they could open your fridge. So I found my kindred spirit here at WGN with Steve Dale. You know him. He knows pets. And just quickly, as if we all don't know, you need to take special precautions this weekend with your dogs and your cats because the 4th of July fireworks frighten all of us.
Yeah, and they frighten our pets too. I guess they're not very patriotic, but I understand why they are so frightened by it. And it's not only dogs. I'm glad you said dogs and cats because cats as well. So at this point in time, behavior modification isn't going to work.
No.
Your veterinary office is probably closed already. I mean, you have limited ability to do what I would hope you would have done, but we can talk about what you can do. And frankly, you know, Lisa, what I'd like to talk about is what you should never do.
Mm, okay.
And I can do that in a moment.
All right. We're going to cover that. That's coming up on WGN. I'm Lisa Dent, filling in for Anna, the voice that you've heard on this radio station for years and years. A fellow pet lover is in the studio, Steve Dale. You hear him on Steve Dale's Pet World and Steve Dale's Other World, and it's fun to get to know you and everybody. It's like he said, a little late to try and come up with a remedy from your vet or modify your pet's behavior. They're going to be freaked out this weekend.
Yeah, probably. Well, some, you know.
Yeah.
So. The ones that are least likely to have problems at all are the geriatrics who don't hear now what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
So if there's a plus to being an 18-year-old dog or cat, maybe that's it. First off, what not to do. Too many pets, and I mean an incredible number, actually get lost around the 4th. People put them in the backyard or on the other side of electronic fencing, which I'm not a fan of anyway.
Mm-mm.
But if ever there's a time that the adrenaline really hits because they're terrified, they could break through that fencing, and they do, or jump over a fence that you could never imagine that your dog or cat would ever jump over or dig under. Cats that just, okay, my cat just doesn't go further than a block. Well, now that big boom happens, and that cat is just out of there. And then the cat looks up, where the heck am I, and walks the wrong way, you know? So this is a time of year when pets are actually lost. Keep the cat indoors. Put the dog on a leash for a couple of days when you take the dog out for a walk so that doesn't happen. And one more thing, do not, I'll say it again, do not ever take dogs to fireworks. People do that.
I saw it last year, and I did everything in my power. So it wouldn't have been last year. It would have been the year before, not to go up and try and offer my two cents.
Yeah.
Because it's not all often welcomed. But I was like, please, why do you have your dog at the fireworks display?
And, of course, they hear better than we do. So here's what to do. If you have an inside room, does that make any sense? If you have a room that
without
is,
windows.
Yeah, that is, thank you. That is more indoors than other rooms, or a basement would be a good idea too. That would be the place for the dog or cat to go. Now, some dogs and cats can be distracted by something else that we call food. So take an amazing food treat out, stuff it inside a toy, or a food puzzle, and let the dog or cat work at that. If the animal's doing that, the animal probably won't be afraid at the same time. Definitely close the shades so they can't see what's going on. Turn on a certain radio station in the background. So 720 will be, over the 4th, number one with dogs and cats, because people should have that on to have background sound going. If there's a ceiling fan, turn that on. Anything you can do. So you have kids, Kids are bored? Let the kids take an interactive cat toy, play with, or toss a ball for the dog. This is a great time to do that, to distract. Doesn't work for all animals. Some are so afraid. Now, some say, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to deal with this problem by hiding. Let them.
Yeah, if that's in the bathtub, they feel safe there. Let them hide in the bathtub.
Yeah, you're totally right. Sometimes it is the bathtub. Sometimes it's a corner in a closet. Sometimes you can help out by providing a hiding place because you know that's the temperament. And there's an old sort of old wives' tale. Can I say that? Is that legal, politically correct?
I don't know,
old
but I accept
old person's tale. old dog's tale. That if you console your animal, you're reinforcing the fear. And that's actually not true. The fear is so strong, and it's an emotion. You cannot reinforce that. You could stop it if you had control to stop the fireworks, but you can't reinforce it. They're already terrified. So actually, it can, for some pets, help them to feel better. Maybe it'll help calm you down. You know what happens? We tend to get upset when our pets get upset, right?
Right. Yeah, and they pick up on the anxiety.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
That happened last night in my house. Hank, I've got a 10-year-old border collie and his brother Finn, and then another rescue.
A border collie. Boy, you're
they're
hardcore.
Smart.
Yeah.
They're smart, and they are busy.
Yes.
But, you know, somebody was just randomly blasting stuff off, and Hank's the first one to get scared, and the other two are like, well, I'll take that cue. I'm scared, too. And all I have to do is let them come and sleep in my bedroom. I have a lot of allergies, so they're not usually allowed in my bedroom. But they come in, and they're like, good. They're like, okay, we're safe, and they're calm, and they went to sleep. I know that doesn't work for all dogs, and I know that some behaviorists will say, oh, don't, you know, try and... No, just, you know
no,
your dog.
Those behaviorists are wrong.
Do what you need to do to make them feel comfortable and safe.
I mean, I know how brain chemistry works. They're just simply wrong. You cannot reinforce. And a veterinary behaviorist would not say that because they know.
Right.
I mean, you cannot reinforce fear or any emotion except dealing with what they're responding to in the first place. So by making that worse, yeah, if you can make the fireworks more loud, you're scaring them more, maybe, or have it happen more often. But you yourself can't impact that. Yeah, do you understand what I mean?
Absolutely. I've got it.
Yeah.
I want to talk about pet stores and what is happening because
I'm
this
so
is good news.
Yeah, I think so too. So, it is amazing. I'm about to use a word. I don't think I remember using this word very much. Bipartisan? Remember when
it doesn't happen much anymore.
Yeah, I know. So,
is there such a thing?
There is when it comes to our pets. So in Illinois, by a vote that was bipartisan in both the Senate and the House, they both said, we agree. No dogs, no cats should be sold at pet stores because of where they're sourced from, which is most often puppy mills. Illinois could, now the bill has landed on the governor's desk, Governor Pritzker.
Oh.
Illinois could become the fifth state. Here's what's happened, though. All of those that are in disagreement, the pet store industry.
Puppy mill industry.
Exactly. And also, interestingly enough, the Veterinary Association and the American Kennel Club have complete disagreement on this, and they are supportive of dogs and cats being sold at pet stores that are from puppy mills.
Okay, I get everybody else, but why the Veterinary Association?
You know, I can't comment on that. You'd have to ask them. I think the response, actually I can, the response...
I knew you would. It's like, really? Oh, really? Steve Dale doesn't have an opinion on this?
Their response to me has been, it's not my opinion, their response to me has been, well, it's not going to do any good. And puppy mills will still exist, so why not give people an outlet? If they choose to go there, who are we to tell them? I'm paraphrasing, and maybe I'm somewhat wrong, but that's what they've told me. In any case, that argument does not make any sense to me. If you can stop the pipeline in one place, what the heck? I'm talking about the puppy mill pipeline. Why not? It's a humane thing to do. It's the right thing to do for consumers who sometimes don't know that these animals are indeed from places that shouldn't be breeding animals in the first place.
If you don't feel one way or the other about puppy mills, or you haven't really gotten into what is happening to animals in our country, just Google puppy mill images, and I think that you will be swayed.
I've been to some. They're true.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It is horrible.
So I have... You can email the governor because the governor is being besieged now.
I bet.
And in fact, they're doing robocalls to convince consumers otherwise, that it's fine. Pet store sales are fine. So if you agree with me and Lisa, apparently, and thank you for that, email gov.billpositions@illinois.gov or call 217-782-0244. Call the governor. And if I said that all too fast, it's on my website, and that is stevedale.tv.
You got 1 minute, so tell me about the parrot. Is it a parrot? What kind of bird is this?
Yeah, it's an African gray parrot. And this is a nice way to end the week, I suppose, because this parrot named Nigel. The good news, Nigel was microchipped. The bad news is they needed the microchip. Nigel got away. I don't know how Nigel, quote unquote, flew the coop, but
it happens. I'm guilty. It happens.
All right. So Nigel, African gray parrots are wonderful at learning things, right, including how to talk. And they talk like the people they're around. So this parrot spoke like, hello, cheerio, tip, tip, top, top.
Oh, it's a British parrot.
Uh-huh. The owner was British. Well, 4 years later, the bird comes back with a heavy Spanish accent, only able to speak in Spanish.
What?
Yes. But everyone was happy to have the bird back.
And they knew it was that bird because it was chipped.
Right, exactly. And the bird did respond, I know you. And the person who owned the bird said, this is my bird, you know, but... doesn't sound like my bird.
That's a classic story. Thank you guys so much for joining me this afternoon. Anna, of course, back next week. Steve is on this Sunday, correct?
I am. Thank you very much. At 5:30 in the morning and at 1 again until 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
And the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.